Maybe some people will actually listen. I don't know. Okay. So I'm ready to begin. Are you ready to start recording? What's the job of a Rebbe? What is the ultimate goal of a Rebbe? Like I said to you, following short film,
sister.
Life at the almshouse were almost beyond description. Every rejected form of human life, seemed to have been deposited there. Day after day, she walked among the mentally and physically afflicted. Night after night, she slept with children who were sick or near dying. Death and disease were constant companions. Within 3 months of their arriving, Jimmy passed away. It was almost as if time were part of the bricks and mortar in the walls which held teacher captive.
I could hear you thinking. You're a silly girl. You don't know what I'm thinking. I never said I knew what you were thinking. I said I could hear you thinking.
My thoughts are pounding away inside of me, no doubt of that.
What are they saying?
They're telling me how I can leave here. How to leave this place.
Then they're lying. And you shouldn't listen.
No, they're not. True thoughts never lie. I'm going to do what they tell me to do. I'm going to go to school. I'm not going to be ignorant anymore.
See, then they're lying because you can't go to school. You can't leave here. They won't let you.
Yes, they will. I don't know how they will yet. But they will.
Annie? That's ignorant.
It's you and me.
Teacher's mind had grasped hold of an idea. The idea of school. This would be the tool she could use to shed herself of ignorance. And that shedding herself of ignorance would make her free.
Yes? My name is Sanborn. I'm from the State Board of Charities.
Here for inspection. Is that right?
That's right.
You made a trip for nothing. I'm sure you'll see.
I don't think so.
What would you like to see?
Everything.
Yes, well. Follow me then.
Did you see him?
Nothing will happen to you. Just let go.
Will you let me talk to you? Mr. Sanborn, my name's Anne Sullivan, and I want to go to school. Please, Mr. Sanborn, please help me. I want to go to school.
You'll have to excuse us a few minutes.
Anne went to school. In just 6 years, having had no other formal education, she graduated valedictorian of her class from Perkins Institute for the Blind. Her desire to assault the effects of blindness and deafness were born at the Institute. When the time finally came for her to teach, she was assigned to me. I was her first and last student. In my life, my body had a birthday, and my soul had a birthday. I didn't know it on that day when I first touched teacher. But that was my soul's birthday. My
through that year of 1887, I did nothing but explore with my hands and learn the name of every object I touched. And all through that first year, as in the 50 years that followed, my teacher was at my side, seizing the right moments to impart knowledge to me. Anyone can take children to the classroom, but only a teacher can lead them to learn. They must feel that liberty is theirs. They must feel the flush of victory. And they must also feel the heart sinking of disappointment. They must feel these things. With the passing of time came the passing away of my teacher. In her separation from me, I have often remembered and taken comfort in her saying that real independence is attained through your mind and spirit. This was the very center of teacher's work with me, to lessen my physical dependence on her and make it possible for me to someday continue my work without her. Teacher believed in me, and I have resolved not to betray her faith. Conscious of her always, I have sought for new ways to give life and yet more life to men and women whom darkness, silence, sickness, and sorrow are wearing away. And at times, it seems my teacher, who touched my night to flame, is still about her work, using me to kindle other fires.
Those last words read, "Everywhere I go, my teacher comes with me." To give over one's essence to the extent that the student wants to carry on their work is what a teacher is. Ann Sullivan gave over to Helen Keller her essence to the extent that she felt that she was just acting as a vessel to continue her teacher's teachings. The Shach says in Shulchan Aruch, the Hilchos, Talmud Torah, that the definition for Rebbe Muvik is not what it used to be. Because today, the role of a person's learning is from Sfarim. Rather, it's the derech, the style, whether it's in learning, in hashgafa, in halacha, it's that third dimension in the cube that we showed you the picture of yesterday. And that's the reason why in the art school tomorrow, you'll find in the beginning of Maseches Brachos a whole bunch of haskamas. Every Rosh Hashiva they were able to get hold of to say how great this is, art school Gemara, wonderful. And I found one Hasama. Maybe the editors forgot to edit. Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Zichrono Livracha, was my father, my father's Rebbe. My father learned by him for 16 years. My brother's Rebbe. also learned by him, something like that, around 16 years. In his haskama to the Chevra and Art Scroll, I don't know if it writes that over here, the very end of a long haskama, he writes, in conclusion, I will add a very important point. We have to know the main hatzlacha in learning always was through rabbeim who stood guard lahadrich, to guide, liasher, to straighten as far as tamidim, the thoughts of the Talmidim. Apidi v'harishonim v'acharonim, through the words of the Rishonim and the Acharonim, b'yegiyah, that effort is put into understanding, the iyun omuk, and depth of analysis, b'divrei akadmonim, into the words of the earlier ones, Rishonim v'acharonim. It's done through a Rebbe. Therefore, lo yal al das talmidim. Talmidim should not ever think shesivrei targumim keelu, that translations like these yaspiku is enough lahagiyom, for them to reach lidarga gevoa, believe it or not, to a high level of learning. Ein tmura, there is no replacement l'rebi muvok, for a rebi asher mimenu, that through him yuchal lilmod rov chachmaso, you can learn rov of your wisdom. Again, it doesn't mean in quantity, but in understanding and style. Lahamik, lahisamik, and to deepen b'havana yeshara, with straight understanding, b'sugi sashas. You know the fairy tale, I think it is, about the goose that laid the golden eggs? I want to give you the goose. That way you can have many golden eggs. Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, who I was named after, Rav Shmuel, my first name was the same as his first name, I was named after him, was considered Rav Chaim's Talmud Muvuk, the greatest Talmud of Rav Chaim, though it's arguable which one, but he was considered Rav Shivan Kamitz. His shir was the top shir in Europe. People used to go to the common Wasserman, like high school, and then go to Radin to remember Rafael Trump, Chaim's yeshiva. Eventually, they would make their way usually to Rav Baruch there. Rav Baruch was very into his Rebbe, very, very into his Rebbe. I think I told you before, to the extent how much he would imitate the Rebbe. His father didn't want him to smoke. Rav Chaim was a chain smoker. People don't like to talk about that. He died from smoking. So the research at that time wasn't so great, but Rav Baruch Ber wanted to smoke. His father thought it was dangerous. Out of kibud avim, he didn't smoke, but he used to keep cigarettes in his fingers or in his mouth so he could at least look like the Rebbe. When the story was told, how Rav Chaim once said in Shir that a table is a cow, so whereas the Biskarov wanted to say it's Tzvei Dinim, and Mrs. Amelzer had a whole vart, Rav Baruch Ber got down on his hands and knees and started milking the table. Rav Baruch Ber was so into Rav Chaim, you read the Birch Shmuel, he'll quote two lines of Rav Chaim and spend two columns explaining what Rav Chaim said. All he wanted to do was understand his Rebbe. So somebody once asked Rav Baruch Ber, what do you need your Rebbe for? You have a ketzos, you have Rebbe Kiva Eger. They tell you already, you have a Rashba, a Ritva. They'll tell you what, you know, what needs to be worked on in the sugya. What do you need your Rebbe for? So Baruch Ber said, you know, that's an excellent question. I think I'll go ask him. So the next opportunity he had, he got on a train and went to Brisk. And he asked Reb Chaim, what do I need you for? Why do I need the Rebbe? Reb Chaim said, it's very insightful. The Rebbe is not here to tell you what you can say on a sugya. The Rebbe ultimately is here to tell you what you cannot say on the sugya, to tell you what you're thinking is wrong. What's right on the sugya of a Rashba, Ritva, Ksos, Rebbe Kveger?
tell you what's wrong in the sukkah, which is really the fourth step of the baseball marshal. It's not enough to train you how to do it, but to see you trying and getting that pruning of the bad qualities, leaving the good stuff. The tools, but it's all about the tools. I found that if people didn't have the tools, they want to work learning. They don't have the tools, they just give up. They say, it's too hard, I can't read, I don't know what to do, even after I translate. What do I do with the Gemara? What do I do with the Tosfos? How do I know where to look and what to work on? Once you start with the basic tools, the basic steps, fitting things into the assembly line of what type of question to ask, was the question on, how is this a proof? Do I really need the proof? How does the answer answer the question? Has a difference make a difference? All these things. When you have the tools, the Talmud starts to feel, hey, maybe I could do it. I could put on my shtreimel and say the following. The Pasuk says, Ayin tachas ayin. Shein tachas shein. Yad tachas yad. Regel tachas rogel. Some shiurim are like Ayin tachas ayin. Ayin this maramakum. Ayin that. Ayin the Rosh over here. Ayin the Rambam over there. Ayin the Ritva. Ayin the Ksos. It's just a series of maramakomos. Ayin tachas ayin. Some shiurim are into shein tachas shein. Shein in Yiddish is the word that means beautiful. The shiur is very simple. You know, now I'm going to tell you over something from the Rav. Ooh, something from the Rav. Tell you about Birchas Avraham. Oh, I'll tell you about Ksos, which doesn't help you to understand the next Tosfos. But wow, that was shein, a shein of art. It was a beautiful idea. And I'm not mocking these approaches. Many people get into learning from those approaches too. But I've been taught, and I try to give over the yad tachas yad, regel tachas regel approach, hand by hand, foot by foot, step by step, slowly but carefully. Each step has a purpose. What are we trying to accomplish at this step? What is the statement trying to accomplish? What is the refutation trying to refute? How does it refute it? How do we extend from one thing to the other? If this, then that. Oh yeah, only if this, then that. What's the therefore? The tools. And that leads to the end of the pasuk, chabura tachas chabura, which could either mean you say a good chabura, like a good shear, or more likely you get into a good fight with your chabrusa. Chabura means a wound. Because the truth is, only if you're actually taking care to know what the steps are, you can fight about it. A person who gives an ayin tachas ayin shir, a shein tachas shein shir, there's no room for the Talmidim to ask. This is what it says. What do you want from me? And that's the picture of the cube that we showed you yesterday, that we feel is really what we're trying to accomplish. Most years I ask before Pesach, this is a very different year, so it didn't work out. I asked the guys, how would you describe the shir? You're going to meet over Pesach your relatives, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins, and they're going to ask you, oh, Rabbi Mendelsohn's shir, describe the shir. Okay, so some people like to describe the costumes, and some people like to describe the jokes because they're so good. But most people realize that means the style of the Ian shir. And they try to describe what it is, and I ask the guys in the shir, please tell me. I didn't have a chance to do that this year. It's fascinating when I like to get feedback, and I like to hear what guys actually say. The best answer that I heard over all the years, I was still teaching 10th grade, it was so long ago, was we just learned the Gemara. But we have a certain set of questions that we ask on every step in the Gemara, which forces us to have to see the Rashi, and have to see the Tosfos, and have to see the Maram, and have to see the Marsha, and have to see the Ritva, because once you get used to asking all those questions, then it's just a matter of finding who else asked them, and does someone have an answer? If you look on the second page of these Marokomos, the father of Rav Henoch Leibowitz, a biography was written about him in Hebrew called Tiferes David. His name was David. And it said, V'darkei Limudim HaTalmidim, the way of learning with Talmidim. How do you learn with Talmidim? Some of you might recognize the sheet. It's on the wall in our room. Inyan Guf Darko Shel Admar Zatzal, the star of the Lamb Tamid of Lamb Tamid of Hine. Daito Habarura Haisa, his clear opinion was, the Tachlis Shel Shir, the point of the Shir, I never had a Shir, which is said in Yeshiva, Eino Kedei Lahanik Yediyas La Talmud. It's not just to give the Talmud more knowledge. Klal, at all, that wasn't the goal. It's not about, I know everything, I'm going to teach it all to you. Stay in this Shir long enough, and you'll get a lot of knowledge. Elo, Legalos, to reveal, Havana Amuka V'Yashara B'Havana Sapshat. To reveal a deep and straight understanding of the Pshat. Mashu L'mayla M'yicholos at Talmud L'atzim Atzmo. Above that which the Talmud was able to reach on his own. There, and this, opens that Yilmud HaTalmud V'yiknes Klei Kishron. So the Talmud will learn and acquire the Klei Kishron, the mental tools, Halimud of learning, Shemishtabim HaRav that the Rebbe uses. And there are many different styles of Bosa, not just mine. But the idea is that it's the tools, that third dimension in the cube, that the Rebbe uses. Lamed al umek ha-pshat v'chomokom, to get to the pshat in all places, he rakai the adrochas rav muvok, only through the guidance of an expert Rebbe, who the nishtalmin ha-talmidim beroig b'knias kishran ha-limud, will the talmidim appropriately acquire the ability to learn. In the footnotes, he warns us to move on. This does not come easily. Open the hearers are quickly. Through days and years of Amel B'Yagia, of working with sweat, with toil. He has to toil and prepare himself from beforehand. Believe what he didn't hate it. He has to learn the Marmakombos well. And that way he'll see, not underlined, he'll recognize what the Chiddush was that the Rebbe said in explaining it. This is what I understood. Now we see how the Rebbe understood it not more, brings it to a high level. You have to toil very hard today, to try to get to what the Rebbe's really saying.
I don't think you necessarily understood it the first time, because he was clear. No, you didn't necessarily get to the Sof Daito, to the end of his mind, to really understanding that Svara. By doing this, it will open for you gates of light to all parts of the Torah, all the different planes, the infinite number of planes in the cube, to understand them all in a way, in a different level, completely. I once mentioned this to the very Chashuv Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva of Meir Tversky Shlita. I was in his first base medrash year. And he told me this idea of what the Rebbe's job is expressed by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, in the Yerodei Elchus Talmud Torah, in the following way. What's the job of a Rebbe? Elashi Lamdeinu Lohavin Heitev B'Talmud. He's supposed to teach in such a way that Talmud understands well. Sheyuchal la'ayin ba'atzma, well enough that he's able to be ma'ayin himself, lilmo, to learn alohavin alohoros, and to understand and to rule. Ba'azai yuchal haben lilmo ba'atzma, to the extent that now the boy can learn by himself. The Rebbe's supposed to learn with them so they can learn independently. Kol ha'talmud v'aposkim, all of Shas, all of Shulchan Aruch, lay the kol ha'loch shul tzotin, all the dinim shabal peh. Is if he learned it from the Malavid himself. So it's not the job, he says, the Malavid to teach Kol Tarkula. Rather, the job is to teach the tools. So since this has always been my shita, even when I taught the highest shir, I mean, you'll be shocked. When I taught the highest shir, we did 7 blot that year, Gemar Rashi and Tosfos. It was interesting. We learned a lot. The shiur was till 12:30 every day. And then we actually learned a lot. We didn't do mefarshim. I never said that we were doing mefarshim. We learned the Gemara Rashi Tosfos inside. I would do all the translating. And then I would ask them, okay, this step is a question. What's it a question on? This step is an answer. How does it answer the question? And they would tell me when they had them somewhat under control, which was not all the time. And then I would tell them, beautiful, that was a Ritva, that was a Rambam. You thought the way the Rambam understood the sugya. We didn't do anything inside, but we did all the Marashtos, we did 7 blah. There was no Ian and Bikias. We spent all the time doing whatever it was. So in my search to find if other people do things any at all like me, I came across this. Does it say who wrote it? Doesn't say. Important ingredients for an advanced level yeshiva high school program. I guess you can understand why this drew my attention. Special attention to the following outline is very important for a BAM and those preparing for a position in chinuch. I think I already was a mechanech when I found this, but it's pretty amazing. Goals of program. Student to develop reading skills, tools, and clarity of thinking to be able to master any text on his own and acquire a derech in learning. Student to develop skills and general ability to study, understand, and apply major mussar text and concepts. Student to develop deeper appreciation, feeling for, and understanding of tefillah in relationship with Hashem. Student to develop deep sensitivities to relationships between Adam, Chaveru, and Midos. Student to develop deep appreciation of Torah, Hashkafa, relevance of mitzvahs to better the quality of our daily lives, giving us sense of purpose and happiness, truth of Torah, Misinai, and Chashivas HaTorah. Students to develop sense of responsibility for Klal Yisrael and dedication to our Botzas Torah. In other words, that's a goal. The goal is to even get the Talmidim to have a sense of responsibility, a sense of achrayut, which can be used towards teaching Torah to others. That is a goal of a high school. It doesn't mean to send them out to become a Rebbeim right away, but the goal is to find those Talmidim who have the talents and abilities to be Marbitzei Torah. Students develop close relationships and friendships with Rebbeim. And this is wonderful. This is tremendous. I don't even think that Zachary Klein from our discussion on Sunday found the yeshiva that actually was able to accomplish all this. No one asked me what happened to Zach. So we continue. Means to achieve these goals. I mean, it's amazing. Not only do we have goals, he's giving us the tools to achieve those goals. Development of Gemara skills. Number one. Delve into the depths of the Tosis to understand the Peshat with constant practice and reading. Scrutinize the language. Read and reread to draw understanding and clarity from within the Tosis, rather than to say things on our own from the outside. To get it from the words. What are the words telling us? It's as if the text is teaching us the ideas rather than superimposing our svaras onto the text. Wow. Gotta read the words. You can't just twist the words to whatever you're thinking. Maybe it's this and maybe it's that. Number two, to enter into the essence of an Indian, we should pay special attention to the places where Mefarshim argue. We've done that. What's the machlokas? They argue in the main points, since the differences between them are very fine, right? Lumdus, very fine, chilik. Dispute is always on a very narrow point. When we get in between the two positions, we get the essence of the concepts. The chakira. Success in learning can only be achieved through amelus, hard work. There are no geniuses in this system. Each person must toil diligently to reach his own capacity, even if he already has many chidushim to say. People have lots of chidushim. You gotta toil diligently. Number four. Talmud must spend time going over the shir to understand and master the shir with the help of the Rebbe to his fullest capacity. Not just, yeah, I got it in my notes. It's okay, I can take the test. I'll pick it all up in the inshops. Bikias is important for understanding the concepts in the Inseder. Therefore, in Bikias, you must learn Tosvis and major commentators, especially the Marsha. I could have written this myself. Bikias. Because of the great distance in us and the Rishonim, number six, it is very hard to rely on our own Svarot to explain them. Be sure we have not left the Derech HaYoshar. We must learn the Achronim to explain and elaborate on the comments of the Rishonim. Again, I don't remember when I discovered this. I think I was already a Rebbe, though. I don't remember at what point I discovered this. I'm not sure how much of an influence this had on my approach. Maybe I got it from here. And how much of it was already in me, and this just reinforced it, for sure. Number seven. Goal this year is not to present information to the Talmud. He should be expected to learn to do that on his own. Rather, the purpose of the year is to reveal to the Talmud a deeper, clearer, straighter understanding of Pshat. Sounds familiar? This understanding must be beyond what the Talmud can achieve on his own. It must emphasize development on the Talmud's part. The tools and techniques to do it himself everywhere else. Only through a Rebbe can a Talmud truly develop the ability to learn Pshat clearly with the Yashas on his own, not a translation. Therefore, the Shir must not be a finished presentation for the students to listen to and absorb. But rather, the Shir should be a partnership effort between Rebbe and Talmidim to develop the Indians together by going back and forth with questions and answers, suggestions and rebuttals. That's between the Rebbe and the Talmidim, to enable them to experience and internalize every aspect of the learning process. They must see how the Rebbe reached this conclusion. They must eventually be able to do the same themselves without a Rebbe. In a similar vein, Rav David Soloveitchik, that was my Rebbe's, Chaim Lvovcha's first cousin, he's still alive. He's probably 100 already. He's probably over 100 already. I believe he is the last living grandchild of Rav Chaim. So in Eretz Yisrael, he's not Brisk. Brisk is his nephew, Rav Avram Yeshua. He's Rav Dovitz. David is quoted as saying that a shir is like a cholent. A person can eat cholent for 60 years and be the biggest maven expert of a good cholent, but he won't have a clue how to make a cholent. However, a 5-year-old girl who sees her mother prepare the cholent each week will know how to make a cholent herself. I don't know about a 5-year-old, but a 15-year-old for sure. My children learned how to cook based on watching my wife cook. If you watch how the Rebbe cooks, then you can start cooking yourself. Not to the same level the Rebbe does when you're in 11th or 12th grade, but you'll see. When you sit down during the summer next year with Chavrusa and start learning material, these things that we've said again and again and again, it's coming out of your ears because it went into your ears, you'll start doing it yourself. You'll see. You'll have a conscience of where should we look? I'm looking at my Rabbi, looking at my Rashah. I'm familiar with those Svarim. There's a Rashba, there's a Ritva, there's a Tosa Rosh. I know where to look for them in the Kovates. I know what questions I should be asking.
So your seriousness about learning, commitment to Chesed.
Thank you. Number 8. Since this process is so important, the Rebbe must encourage his Talmidim to argue and fight with him. Ooh. Alter Slabotka used to encourage his Talmidim to argue with him and his Musher Shmuzin to encourage a clear understanding and development of the process. However, Talmidim must be dedicated to finally understand the Rebbe at the end of the process rather than just argue, contradict the Rebbe, and therefore remain with the Talmud's own limited, if not incorrect, understanding. The main reason why Rabosai, I don't do that at all during the Musher Shmuzin, is because I don't think we'll ever get through the shmooze, and the disruptions cause people just not to get it. As opposed to in a shir, even though I know it also can be confusing, with all the back and forth, people say in the end, like, what happened in shir today? You can always chazer that, because the mood of it doesn't necessarily have to be there. That's a matter of going through the steps and getting it clear in your head. But the mood that we try to make during the shmooze, I can't do it. I can always discuss things afterwards with people, but I found that that ends up hurting the absorption of the shmooze, but not with the shir. With the shir. Let's go to number 12. Any new concept that's introduced, the Chiddush, the Rebbe showed Talmidim the method of checking out its truth. This includes fitting into all relevant language of text, fitting into all steps and sequences in the particular Indian. It's unbelievable. Number 13. Pace of learning must perforce be slow. To train students in in-depth learning, in-depth Indian does not mean more mefarshim. I hate it when people say, oh, Rabbi Melzer, he does all the mefarshim. We barely touch the surface, Rabosa, in terms of mefarshim. Rather, it means scrutiny, going back and forth in one text to dig deeper into its essence, as described above. You know how many times in Shir a guy asks a question, I go back to read the text again with you? I know half the people space out. They're not used to a shir being that way. We're learning together. It's not a shir. We're chavrusas. I have 32 chavrusas. Tosas, the primary text. Marashor should be used frequently as it digs into the steps of Tosas back and forth. Working on getting in between two different opinions of Chlokas and the Havaminas of the text to better understand and appreciate the depth of the concepts and analyze slight differences between the Havaminas and the Maskonas. I don't know what changed, what didn't change. He doesn't say it that way, but always the Havamina was very real and accurate, except for one slight improvement made by the Maskonas. It's a different, but it's almost, it's very similar. Additional program requirements. Take a look at number 6. Rabbeim must be inspired to develop closeness with students, exhibiting to them warmth, friendship, and respect. They must be able to spend time talking to each student individually. I try so hard. It's so hard. And invite them to their homes for Shabbos, for barbecue on a Sunday.
A schmooze.
Maybe even eating a meal with them regularly during the week.
We got I don't know if I can hear in these still. I did.
Mute, please. Rabbeim must be guided not to be overly strict on their own coven. That's not hard in MTA. No one has any coven for the Rabbeim. Their students will give them coven. They exhibit respect for their students. Very true. I can show you that in a Rambam. It's very true. Some suggestion for a meaningful, well-rounded program. I'll just go to number 3. Yeshiva summer camp for continuity. We'll see what camp we're in. So we'll see. YU is trying to do something incorporating Marisha Kolo. I'm trying to do something with Marisha Kolo. Might be incorporating the YU program. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they can do it. If they can, stay tuned. If they can't, I'm offering myself for this year anyway. And then I found this other paper. Also amazing. Amazing. Fundamental principles of learning. Now, I did email this out, so everyone should be able to get that email if it's emailed to the Chevra. If you want to print this out, it's good to read over. You'll see what was going on here. Number 1, repeatedly read and analyze the Rishon of the Sugya as precisely as possible. I'm not going to read everything, but you can print it out. Focus on the areas where Rishon disagree. Number 3, clarify the change in understanding between the question and the answer. Number 4, work on the Tosfos, relevant Mefarshim, those are the building blocks of the Sugya. Number 5, Gedolei Achronim, along with Rishonim. Number 6, to extract the fundamentals from the Sugya itself, the Sfarshim should come from within the Sugya, not that you happen to know Reb Chaim from over there, and you'll use that to answer this. And learn under an expert Rebbe, you can do all the following. We have Parshas Balos coming up in a few weeks. We should all be zochel to be back in the shuls by then. Balos Haneros, famous Rashi, Tzorach Lahad L'Gashtei Shall Have His Olam Yalel. The reason why he uses the term of Aliyah Balos instead of a term of Hadlaka, to light, is because the goal of the lighting is that eventually the flame will be able to last on its own. Yashaber Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, used to say, this is a model for Rebbe-Talmud relationships. Rebbe has to light the Talmud to the extent they can do it on their own. So if the Rebbe gives up the tools, now they can. David Lifshitz used to say that would take 2 years. And he required everyone to stay in his shir for 2 years. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, required to be in the shir for 2 years. Rav Henoch Leibowitz, actually, I checked with my brother, he had a requirement for 3 years. And it's really true. I don't allow it, with one or two very, very, very rare exceptions. But I don't allow it. But there's something to say for it. It's very hard when, after a full year of inculcating a certain style, a Talmud has to go to a completely different style and almost like start all over again. Because you have to accommodate the new Rebbe and you have to take tests in his system. Sometimes things get forgotten. I hope that I dig things in enough. They carve some place out in your heart, your brain, that a lot of it sticks with you. Beginning of the year, next year, Rebbe tells me every year, guys are asking the questions and I'm looking at the Maram. Wonderful. But it's natural for it not to happen by the end of the year because you have to accommodate the next year. It's the way it is. Now, the secondary effect of giving over your essence to the Talmud is that it causes a Rebbe to really love the Talmud. Because there's, you know, a Ben Torah, we explained before, looks like the father, looks like the Torah. A person looks at you and says, oh, you look like the Torah.
Everybody loves themselves. There's no mitzvah you have to. It's atzmacha. If you don't have, if you have a problem loving yourself, you should go to a psychologist. There's no mitzvah you have to. It's atzmacha. It's natural. When a piece of a father is put into a son, and he sees a little bit of himself in the son, he naturally loves his son because he loves himself. It's natural. Same thing with the Talmud. If the Rebbe truthfully affects the Talmud, to the extent that the Rebbe is nicker in the Talmud, then he's going to love the Talmud as an extension of himself. In Parshas Bamidbar, this week's parsha. What a coincidence. This week's parsha. It's a good kasha. You guys are going to appreciate this kasha because you know the details lead up to the kasha, but for some reason, most people never ask it. It says in Parak Gimel, the Ela told us Aaron and Moshe, these are the children of Aaron and Moshe, Biyom, Dibra Hashem is Moshe Bar Sina. The day that he spoke, the Elish most bnei Aaron, Bachar Noda Aviu, Loz Vissomer, Elish most bnei Aaron. What happened to Moshe's children? Why does it start by saying, "Told us Aaron and Moshe, the children of Aaron and Moshe," and then only discussing the bnei Aaron? Everyone knows the Rashi. Ain't no maskir. Aaron. Nikru told us Moshe. It doesn't mention the children of Aaron, but it called them before the children of Moshe. Why? Lefi. Everybody knows. Shelomdon Torah. Moshe taught them. We saw the going to Erev and Nun Dalet. They were the first ones taught them. They sat on the right and left as Moshe then taught the next group. Lefi Shelomdon Torah. Malame, that teaches us. Shechol Malame is Ben Chavir Torah. Anyone who teaches his son Torah. Malolo Vakosakili Yelodo. Torah views it as if he gave birth to them. So therefore, the children of Aaron are also called the children of Moshe because he taught them Torah. Everyone knows that Gemara, Rashi quotes. But Rabosai, I don't get it. Who else did Moshe Rabbeinu teach the Torah to? Everyone! Isn't he then the father of all of them? Not just Ela told us Aaron and Moshe. Now you list the ones who are the children of Aaron who also learned by Moshe. List the whole Klal Yisrael, 600,000. Can you imagine how long that laning is going to be? I don't know how long I had that question for. 20 years? But I saw that it's him. I'm a dog. The BMS ain't a moving bashkof rishona. Doesn't make sense at first blush. Hakol, Yisrael, Lomdim, Moshe. They all learned from Moshe. Mayul, Mayul, Dibnei Aaron, Shnikru, Biyuchat, Dibnei Moshe. Why are they stronger, more specified, pointed out as uniquely being the children of Moshe? The answer is, Hainu. In the wisdom of the learned, which made him into a new being. Everyone else learned from Moshe the dinim. This is the halacha. That's the halacha. But Elazar and Isamar, Nadav Aviv, were taught how to learn, how to darshi, how to paskin. The tools that makes you into a beria. Chadosha, a new being. That's giving birth to them. That's creating them. That's saying to them, I am your father. Okay, sorry, couldn't resist that one. So in other words, I am your father. I mean, if I gave over the tools and it becomes part of you, become a Beri Chadosha. Once I gave that over and I see a little bit of you, a little bit of me in you, it's very easy to do, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perkei Aloch Yudbeis, Ula Ohavon, to love your Talmidim. We'll see that Rambam in another Shmuz. Rebbe has to love the Talmidim. In Europe, you could tell a brisker was different than a telzer by the way they held their cigarettes. We don't recommend that. But these days, people know who the Rebbe is because they see how the boys learn after they come out of the shir. So I definitely tried to leave a part of that in you. And if I have to love you, push it. Once you have those tools, Eli Lapian, in the last shmooze that he gave in Or Elchanan and Rav Simcha Wasserman's yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, he dealt with Yosef, who planned to use the years of plenty to storehouse foods for the famine years. The same way he said yeshiva bracha have to see themselves as storehouses. You must realize harder times will come later, times of technical difficulties, times when absorbing and retaining what you learn will become less easy when you're working, when you have a family. Therefore, you must make maximum use of the years of plenty in yeshiva to get a full storehouse of learning, spiritual elevation, character building. All this is to prepare for the hard years. This idea, I will tie into the bracha I would give you. I told you how when I went to Rav Lezer Plachinsky, he gave me the bracha, you should have atzlach in your learning, and there comes all other brachas. But I had a kasha. Because when Rav Shechter went to the Stipler to get a bracha for children, which worked, Baruch Hashem, the first 5 years he and the Rebbetzin were married, they didn't have children. When my wife and I also didn't have children, the first few years we were married, I asked Rav Shechter what to do. He started crying. He said, the Stipler is no longer alive, I can't send you to him. He thought maybe to go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We didn't. Maisa Baruch Hashem. Things worked out. But he went to the Stipler for a bracha. He asked the Stipler, besides the bracha for children, which he gave him a heartfelt bracha. And there are many stories about that meeting. I didn't know the Balabatim in America know how to learn so well. Rav Shechter didn't have a beard. He was holding in many mesechtas. Stipler usually wouldn't sell his svarim unless the person was learning that mesechta. So Rav Shechter said, but I'm not going back there. It's thrown so fast. It was 1970. And he wanted to buy like 10 volumes. So he said, let's talk in learning. So they talked in learning, and the Stipler sold him all the svarim. Supposedly, he told the people there, I didn't know the Balabatim in America know how to learn so well. Rav Shechter neglected to mention he was a Rosh Hashiva. He came clean shaven. So he then asked him for a bracha for Hatzlocha in learning. And the Stipler said, I cannot give you a bracha for Hatzlocha in learning. For that, there's only one way. You have to learn. So here, Rav Lezer Plachinsky gave me a bracha to have Hatzlach in learning, and then I'll be Matzliach and everything else. And the Stipler wouldn't give Rav Shechter such a bracha because you have to learn. So I'd like to say the following teretz, if I may. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. We all know that it says in Pirkei Avos, someone who's Mekayim Torah Ba'oni will be Mekayim Torah Ba'osher. If he's able to keep the Torah while he's poor, keep the Torah while he's rich. Is that a bracha to get rich if you keep learning? Somebody who's mekayim the Torah, he learns when he's poor. Don't worry, Hashem will, in zchus of your learning, make you rich. You'll be mekayim the Torah when you're rich. Sounds like a bracha to become rich. I don't think that's the pshat. The pshat is, every Talmud is an ani. You're being supported by the parents. You have no finances of your own. Most of you. Vast majority of Talmidim in high school have no real finance. They're supported by the parents. They're an ani. I have none of my own funds. If I learn now in my years in yeshiva, I'm packing it into the storehouse now when I'm an ani. That learning will become part of your machus, part of who you are. And then, even when you get older, the balabayas, you'll be able to learn. Even when you're ba'osher, a successful businessman, a successful professional, since you had that learning before, you'll be zocha to be able to learn later on. With yegiyah and amola. So that's my bracha. You should learn, let the learning guide your life. And from there, be'ez Hashem, will come all of the brachas of Hashem. And that is...